It's been a whirlwind week for Hawaii's Little League players. Joining us in studio yesterday afternoon were six of our champs: Taylin Owana, Jay Souza, Zachary Wan, Manalau Kong, Corey Chu, and Hunter Nishina.
Hi, I'm Taylin Owana. I play a shortstop, and I'm the most handsome and have the best looking hair on the team.
Whoa. Negative.
Negative. Oh, okay. Negative.
I'm Jay Souza. I play center field, and my team says I'm a pretty good dancer.
Hi, I'm Zachary Wan. I play outfield, and I'm the shortest on the team.
Hi, I'm Manalau Kong, and I play first base, and people say I'm tall.
And you're the tallest and the youngest, is that right?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Corey Chu. I play a pitcher, and I'm the best Fortnite player on this table.
Yeah, yes, sir!
My name is Hunter Nishina. I play outfield, and I'm good at basketball.
Basketball? Yes, because you see, three of the six in our studios play on a basketball team. But it's all for fun because they joke they aren't any good at basketball. We hear more from Jay Souza, Taylin Owana, and Mana Kong. What was the experience like for you?
It was amazing, actually. Like, the crowd and the field and just, like, meeting new people.
Like, on this whole trip.
Had to be our first game in Williamsport when Aka hit the walk-off in the bottom 11th.
And what were you feeling?
I was feeling relieved because I was happy that I got to go to the dorms and just sleep. And just get to sleep in the next day and don't have a game the next day.
You were tired.
Yeah.
And so what was the high point for you?
I would say probably the crowd. Because the crowd is really big. And every time someone would at least touch the ball, all you hear is like the crowd yelling for either team. Yeah, it was really cool.
You were explaining to me earlier how you guys got a lot of swag. What did you guys get?
We got free gear. We got free bags, the new bats and the new helmets, the new batting gloves, and custom gloves for our team.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So you brought back all that stuff with you on the airplane?
Oh, yeah. It was really rough, though.
Why?
Because we all brought a lot of bags up there to regionals in San Bernardino. Then once we advanced from San Bernardino to Williamsport, after we got all those stuff and then tried to come back home, we had, like, lots of carry-ons, and our bags were packed.
Were they overweight?
Some were.
Were there any times at all where you were just scared?
Like, in what way? Like,
well, I don't know. Just did you feel, like, just a lot of pressure?
Kind of, yeah, like in the Korea game, like they looked really good, and it just kind of like scared kind of like the team, but like then when Mana hit the dinger, then we just got back in it.
And you think they were the toughest?
Definitely.
What made them look so scary?
Because like just how like smooth they were and like how precise they were at doing stuff, like fielding.
You must have made a lot of friends playing all these games. You got everybody's, like, numbers and emails, that kind of thing?
Yeah, like, in San Bernardino, we bunked with the guys from Idaho, and we, like, became, like, good friends with them, but, like, and we got, like, their Instagrams and stuff, so, like, we could keep in touch.
For me, I think the best part about this whole experience is, like, getting to meet new people, just, like, because, like, the Southeast guys were really close with them. Like, we got to play in the rec room, like, ping pong with like, all the different teams, and in the dining room. Yeah, it was really fun.
So tell us about the barracks. You wanted to tell folks about what it was like.
Well, in the barracks before games, like, we would play, like, music really loud, and in, like, some of our downtime, we would just, like, play baseball with, like, slippers and stuff.
So it was a lot of fun when you were off the field.
Yeah.
Our coaches are very encouraging. Just like our late night game that went all the way to midnight, he told us, like, he just pushed us through the whole thing. He said that we're going to get through it and just work hard. No matter what happens in the outcome, he still loves us. And, like, yeah, he just taught us how to be not only good ball players, but, like, good people in general because, like, he taught us how to be humble, how to respect, how to be true Hawaiians.
Tell me about your coach.
Coach Gerald and the three coaches, they were proud of us because we won the tournament for them, and they taught us good. They always worked hard with us, spent their own time with us, and spent their own money on us. Dreams do come true. You know, you just have to work hard and persevere.
Do you feel that you had to sacrifice a lot in order to just concentrate on baseball?
Yes. When you have practice, like, as late as us, you have less time to do homework and study, but that helps you to work on your time management.
Yeah, it's good discipline.
Yeah.
So were you guys doing homework the whole time?
Yes, I was. Everyone else did not have homework except me.
They didn't. What school do you go to?
HBA.
HBA, yeah, they're tough. Here's more from Zachary Wan, Hunter Nishina, and Corey Chu.
Coach Gerald, before every game, he said it was going to be a great day, and we really believed that, and we just worked hard for all the coaches, and they really helped us accomplish our dreams.
He taught us well to be good ball players, and not just good ball players, to be respectful men and good people off the field. Just like what he said when we got the award for, I think it was sportsmanship award. We got that right before the championship game for the international with both teams. And then he told us that no matter what happens, if we win or lose, he said that trophy means more than winning a world championship, because he said that it means that we're playing the game the right way on the field and off the field.
Very good lesson. Very good lesson. And a big, big mahalo to the coaches, Gerald Oda, Keith Oda, and Willis Kato. Gerald and Keith are twins, we're told, but look nothing alike. All three of them have no children of their own, and they do it because they love the game and they love their players. The city is still finalizing plans for a parade honoring our world champions. Hopefully that'll happen this month.